Want to do Up and Running first?
Yeah.
How's that sounding?
Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A, featuring intimate performances and conversations in IPR's renowned production studio with some of the world's finest musical artists. Join us next for a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the lives of these extraordinary performers. Pianist-composer Conrad Tau visiting Interlochen Center for the Arts this summer. Our arts festival theme this summer is the young Americans, next generation artists. Who do you want to reach with your performing and your composing, your influence on the cutting edge of new music?
I've been thinking about this a lot. I've spoken about this a bit in other interviews. I'm not as interested in reaching that kind of nebulous, ill-defined notion of the young audience member so much as I'm interested in reaching maybe those couple of young audience members who feel like they're a little bit out of place and that their tastes are a little bit stranger than maybe their peers. And just I want to reach those young kids who might not yet have found an outlet for something that they feel makes them different or, you know, just a little bit stranger or odder. Or I want to hopefully just present this idea that, you know, maybe this is an outlet for you. Maybe this is a way of being a musician or a creative person or an artist that, you know, that you can find a bit of yourself in. I think that's sort of the really deep underlying hope, because that was how I felt growing up, and I was lucky enough to be introduced to a wide variety of music at a very young age, and it really, really helped, and it was very influential, and it really allowed me to, you know, think about how I could make the work, how I could sort of mold the work around me, or how I could make what I chose to play, you know, work around what I cared about personally, and instead of maybe the other way around.
And now we'll hear Conrad play music by Elliot Carter from Two Thoughts About the Piano. This is Catenaire.
Thank you.
Catenaire by Elliot Carter, performed by pianist Conrad Tau. You tour performing the revered music from the long-established repertoire, the Ravel, Rachmaninoff, but you also introduce the audiences to the newer music, 20th, 21st century. And on top of that, you are a composer yourself. How do you keep up with all of that? How do you maintain such a broad presence in the arts world? Several different roles.
I guess, I don't know. I do it because it feels like I need to in some way. I mean, I sometimes do worry that I have my fingers in too many pies. I think that that's a very understandable concern, considering the number of different things I sometimes try to do. But at the same time, in the same breath, I will say that I feel like I'm not working enough, or that I'm not actually doing enough different things. And I don't know, I think I do it because it feels like personally, to some degree, I have to just do it to feed different parts of, you know, myself, and to feed different parts of what keeps me being a musician and an artist.
Did you ever feel pressured that you were going to have to choose one discipline over the other? Composing, performing, composing?
Sure. I don't think so. I've been extraordinarily lucky. I've had people who kind of have supported the multiplicity of what I do from day one. So that's, because I was a pianist and a violinist when I was younger, and, you know, I never really felt pressured in either direction. Me eventually choosing to be focus on being a pianist was really just my choice. And I don't know, they've always felt so linked, you know, they've always felt like bedfellows in terms of, you know, I can't imagine just doing one at this point. So my mentors were very, very supportive of all of that. And I think really saw the same thing, that, you know, if I were to only do one, my music making just across the board would maybe suffer, and I would feel unfulfilled, which is never, never healthy, never good for anyone, any creative person.
Had some interaction with the students here at Interlaken last night after your concert, beginning rehearsals later this week with the orchestra, and a Q&A session or masterclass. What's a piece of advice you would share that you would find very important to share with a person in that age group? It wasn't all that long ago that you were in that age group. I know that they see a lot of people they may consider are about 100. And not identify with at all. But what's something you would share with the students in the high school age group?
Well, one thing, I tell this to all musicians, really listen. Like, learn to listen. Like, listen to, and that means a lot of things. I mean, really listen to as many different kinds of music as you can, just to, you know, widen your frame of reference. Because the wider your frame of reference is, the more you, just the more you know, and the more you can draw on. You know, if you widen your frame of reference, your, like, affective dictionary becomes much bigger. You have a much wider understanding of the different registers of emotion that you can tap into. It's play, too. And I think that, I don't know, I feel like we take ourselves, I feel like the conservatory environment especially, which is, you know, an environment I've been familiar with, I think people take themselves really seriously sometimes. And I think that there's a very important distinction between taking your work very seriously and applying like extremely rigorous standards to it, and then taking yourself really seriously. You know, just take your work really seriously, but remember to have fun with it, and don't take yourself that, you know, that those are the things that are more valuable, I think.
What's the most unexpected part of your life as an artist?
That's actually a hard question. I think there's a part of me that thinks the most unexpected thing is that it happened at all. And something I feel, and I don't know if this is really true, but it's kind of a sense I have. I feel like, I guess maybe something that I would not have guessed a few years ago, or definitely not when I was first starting out, but like even a few years ago, something I would not have been able to guess is that I would actually be able to do various different things with my career. I you know, I could play a huge variety of repertoire. I could play Rachmaninoff and, you know, I could play just in the same breath, basically, a piece written 300 years ago and then a piece written 2 years ago. That I could do that without it feeling forced or obligatory or any of those things. I don't think, if you told me that, I would have been excited by the prospect, but I would have been a little skeptical.
Conrad Tau, composer and pianist at Interlaken Center for the Arts, thank you so much for joining us in Studio A today. It's been such a pleasure hearing you and talking with you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Studio A. Today's program was engineered by Michael Culler. Meg Gruitz was our producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.